Blog Talk Radio.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Let's go. Everybody go.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God and what we do on a day-to-day basis. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're back! Yes, sir, the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man Up Monday broadcast is back. We're back, we're back, we are back. We're back live, we're live. Not Memorex, we're alive. We're with you right now. To come on and to just strengthen you on today. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, to call a friend and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and to come on in and call in. And that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak to us or to just want to share your testimony or whether you want to just tell us how this broadcast has blessed you. So listen, remember, this is a great day to be in the Lord. This is a great day to be in the Lord. Our scripture reading on today, we're going to come from the book of Psalms 1, and we're just going to read those first two passages of scripture that simply says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. That is our scripture reading for this morning. Come on, let's go into effectual fervent prayer as we talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, beside you, there is no other. We are strengthened on today simply by being in your presence. We're strengthened on today, God. God, as we go into, God, this day, God, we just want to just come, God, and just give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion because it is just and due unto you. For you are a great God, like the song said, and a great God that we serve. God, we serve you because we understand, God, that everything else will fail. Everything else we've tried has failed. Everything else that we have set our hands to has failed. But Lord, on today, God, because you are such a great God, you're such a worthy God, you're such an awesome and amazing God, God, we turn our faces and our heads toward you on today. God, and we pray, God, today, God, you would use this broadcast, God, God, to be a blessing to someone. God, reach out and touch somebody's heart, touch somebody's mind, strengthen them, God, encourage them, empower them, God. God, give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of that, God. God, that the enemy may have turned, God, for their bad. But, Lord, we thank you right now, Father, that you're making it work for their good. So we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. God, we pray for every person under the sound of this, of our voices on today. God, under the sound of this broadcast band today. God, wherever it is reaching, whoever is listening in, God, we pray today, God, that you would strengthen them and give them the ability to stand in this, oh God. God, and let them know that all things are working together for their good. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. And what I want to say, thank you so very much for your continued support and your continued connecting with us and just being a part of this Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. We would not be the Worldwide Gospel Connection without you. So we just want to say thank you so very much for taking out the time to listen in. Now, I want to give y'all my soapbox moment. You know I have my soapbox moment that I want to share with you guys. There's someone that may be listening into this broadcast right now. They may be under some rule somewhere in this country. Now, you guys know that we had the opportunity this past Sunday. We had the opportunity to listen to our favorite preacher. Listen, we had the opportunity to read our Bible. We had the opportunity to attend service and be in service on yesterday. But there are some of these great men and women of God that are listening in right now that may not have that opportunity to be able to be a part of this world, of this ability to read their Bible or even have a scripture in their possession. Because if they did, what would happen would be they would be taken and they would be put in prison. They would be, their families would be separated. Yeah, all kinds of crazy things would happen. But because we have the, we had the freedom to be able to listen and to be able to read and be able to be in our service on this past Sunday, We want to encourage you and let you know that we are praying for you. We're praying with you, and know that no matter what the enemy may try to bring against you, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And only thing we got to do is just trust in him and let him be God and be God all by himself. So we just want to say thank you so very much for your continued connecting with us and supporting us and being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we don't want you to ever think that you're doing this battle by yourself, that all things are working for your good. And the only thing you got to do is just lean on Jesus and let Jesus do the rest for you. Amen? Amen. So listen, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries. I have my list, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all forgive me. I have my list. I am actually looking for my list right now. I should have had this been pulled up. But, you know, this is live radio, so we do what we do. Okay? Amen. So, listen. So what I want to do is, I want to make sure that I get that list and have that list right there in front of me. There it is right there. See? Modern technology is amazing. Okay. So we have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United States. United Kingdom, Paris, France, Japan, South Korea, Ireland, India, Portugal, the Netherlands, Italy, Thailand, Romania, and we have Hungary. And we want to say thank you so much to all of you great countries that are listening in and tell you that we are constantly and consistently, we are praying for you, because we understand the ones that have rule over you, the ones, those taskmasters that have rule over you, they are in the hands of the Lord. Amen. They are in the hands of the Lord. There's not going to always be. They're not always going to be able to attack. They're not always going to be able to come against you. They're not always going to be able to be the one who causes conflict and issues in your life. Amen. So we just want you to know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So know that even in this, that God is doing a great work on your behalf. Amen. So just hang in there, hang tight, hang tough, and don't give in and don't give out. Because listen, you have brothers and sisters. The Bible says where one would put 1,000 to flight, two would put 10,000 to flight. So you have brothers and sisters that's on the other side. Our folks over in Paris and in France, in London and all that, they say on the other side of the pond, you have some people that's on the other side of the pond that's praying for you. We're interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. And we know that he is a God that will not fail. Amen. So we trust and believe and know that he is working that thing out for your good. So just continue to be, watch this here, continue to be where you need to be, and that is in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that he'll work that thing out for you. He'll move by his power and by his strength. Amen? So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and know that you can listen in, or you can call in. Now listen, this is important. You can call in. This is a monumental situation for you. You can call in and you can speak to me live, because this is not a recording. This is live. I'm gonna say that again. This is not a recording. This is actual live. You can call me. I am live right now. You can call in and be a part of the conversation. Now that number again is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call in, press 1. That makes let me know that you guys want to speak, and we will be glad to let you guys in to hear what the Lord has to say through you and what you have on your heart on this morning. So listen, Let us take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man of Monday broadcast.
Well, if you got the victory in the house, you ought to act like it. I've been looking for an excuse to shout, and now I got my excuse. So why don't we stop for a minute? One, two, three, four, everybody. You want to cut loose in the building? You want to shout in the building?
What about victory in the house. I feel an old school praise creeping up on me right about now. I feel an old school church praise creeping up on me right about now. It's about time that some of y'all quit trying to be cute when you come to church and say, Jesus, I don't care how I look.
Amen, amen, amen. God made it fail. Everything the devil tried, God made it fail. It was an attempt. Come on here, let me help you. It was an attack. Yes, it was playing out strategic warfare against your life. But guess what? God made that thing fail. It would have killed you. Come on, but God, it should have killed you. But God, you should be behind somebody's walls right now. But God, watch this here. You should be in somebody's crazy house right now. But God, you should be in somebody's cemetery right now. But God, you should come here. You should be somewhere right now trying to figure out your left hand from your right hand. But God, God made that thing fail. The enemy tried it, but God made it fail. Listen, you came over into 2024 with some challenges. Yes, 2023 was the trying place for you. But I promise you, if you hold on like you held on then, God told me to let you know that God had to move some things around in order for you to get to your best place and your best blessed place. So come on into 2024 with your mind already made up that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Amen. Listen, we came back in 2024. We wanted to make sure that you guys know that it may have been a challenge for you back then. It might have been. You might have struggled with some stuff. You might have had some things that you were dealing with. But I believe that today's passage of scripture that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you guys on this morning. Yes, I am the host and I am the main speaker on this morning. So go ahead on and get your pen and paper out, get yourself geared up, get your mind ready, because I want to share this with you on this morning. I want to give you something. I want to give you something that I believe will not only give you strength, but it'll give you something to fight with and to fight for. Amen. I'm going to say that again because that blessed about 1,500 of y'all. Watch this here. I'm going to give you something to fight with and something to fight for on this morning. You'll find us. We're going to rush on over to our passage of scripture. You're going to find us in 2 Corinthians 4, passage of scripture that you have heard in your hearing before, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. We're going to do verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9. These are the ones. Well, you know what? Let's start with verse 7 because you need to know that part about that. Let's start at verse 7, and we're gonna stop right there at verse 9. We're gonna start at verse 7, and we're gonna stop our reading at verse 9. And it simply says, "But we have these treasures in earthen vessels." Watch this here. But the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Watch this here. We're troubled on every side, not destroyed. We're perplexed, but we are not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Cast down, but not destroyed. Father, may you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the receivers, and the doers of your word. There is a team, there's a soccer team that's called the Blacks, B-A-L-A-C-K, Blacks. They are called the Blacks. In one portion of their season, of their soccer season, the Blacks were 0-1. The Blacks were 0-1. With the Blacks being 0-1, they would come out on the field and they would do a traditional dance called the haka. It's actually a war cry, but along with the war cry, they do certain little movements with their hands, and you know, they do these little movements, and they would do this chant with it, and while they're doing this chant and they're doing that, they're doing the movement with the haka, they're standing in front of the other team, the opponents on the other side, and they're doing this haka movement and dance, and they're screaming and they're hollering, and they're doing this, and they're preparing themselves for the match. Now, y'all hold on and ride with me, because I want this going to bless you to your blessed place. It's going to push you to your purpose, and it's going to drive you to your destiny. Y'all just hang on for a minute. Hop in. Let's go for a ride. Watch the tip. The Hawkers did this. Now, I want you to remember their score at the time that I learned about them doing the haka. Now, they were doing this, and they were 0-1. And they would do this traditional dance of the haka. Now, let me give you a little bit of history about the haka. The haka is a Samoan traditional war cry dance that's done either one of three times. It's either doing, it's preparing for war, going into war, are coming out with the victory. I'm going to say it again. They do it preparing for war, on their way to war, or either they're coming out with the victory. I'm going to say it again, because listen, y'all going to get it in a minute. Preparing for war, going into war, or after the victory. Now, watch this here. Now, this dance that they do, or this war cry that they do, it is done in a way to where it is designed to intimidate. Come here, let me bless you. It's designed to intimidate the enemy or their opponents. And when they do this haka, it makes them look as if they ain't got it all together, because there's a It's the faces for me. Help me. Let me help you real quick. It's the faces for me, because some of them, they be back there and they got their tongue licked out, and they got their head going across their neck. Y'all remember the Undertaker? Y'all come here. Let me help you. You remember when the Undertaker would give you his final move, the Tombstone? He would take his hand and it would go across his neck, and he would open up his eyes real big and let you know that it's over. Y'all listen. Look, y'all. I ain't gonna do it, because my eyes might get stuck. Listen, he will roll, because my mama used to tell us that when we were kids, we roll our eyes in the back of our head gets stuck. The Undertaker would do it every match. His eyes ain't ever got stuck, but he pulled his eyes up, and you could see nothing but the white of his eyes, and he would do that thing where he would tell him this, that that's it for you. And this is what these boys was doing in this haka dance with their opponents. Now, I know you're trying to say, Apostle Chief, you got me all excited. You ain't even gave me your message yet. You ain't even gave me the title yet, but you got me all excited. What is the title to your message? I'm glad you asked. Y'all asked some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Watch this here. The title of this message is, Don't Lose Your Dance. Come here. Don't lose your dance. Don't lose your tenacity. Don't lose your war cry. Don't lose your ability to fight the good fight of faith. Because we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. We got to learn how to stand in it. Even, watch this here, when we don't know what the end's going to be. You know, the old church used to say it like this. The old sanctified folk used to put it into play like this. He said, I'm just going to run on and see what the end's going to be. I'm just letting you know, today, don't lose your dance. Y'all sit down. Y'all driving. Y'all can't be standing up and driving at the same time. Sit down. Calm down. Catch your breath. Breathe, babies, breathe. Listen. Here it is. He says, we're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 8, because I want y'all to get it. He said, but we have this earthen treasures that's the exceeding, I'm going to say excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Hello, lights and walls. I don't need but one or two of y'all to say amen. This thing that you, that bless you, this thing that this God bless you, listen, this thing that we're in, this place that we're in, this challenge that we're in, the struggle that we dealt with in 2023, let me help you with it. It was to show the excellency that's inside of you that don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Hello. My challenge, sheesh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost now. My challenges and my failures, my breakdowns, my letdowns, my ins and my outs, my times that I lost it in front of everybody, the times that I, come here, the times that I lost it in front of my children, the times, watch this here, I lost it in front of the church, the times that I, come here, the time I lost it in front of my coworkers, it was to show the excellency of God, be of God and not of us. See, watch this here, if they had the portrayal of God being you, come over here and sit down, get you a real good glass of coffee, a cup of coffee, a glass of orange juice, a glass of milk, your glass of apple juice, your glass of water, whatever you got to get. Come on over here and have a seat. Let's talk. Let's talk grown folk talk, brethren. Let's talk grown folk sisters. Listen, if you become the very thing that they see as being, watch this here, the God, you become an enemy to God. I'm going to say that again. If they see you as being God, you become an enemy to God. You need Bible. He said that anything that is over him, anything that they turn into an idol is an enemy to God. So your challenge, people of God, was that you go through what you go through. I hear y'all shouting. Listen, it was one of them things that you had to go through so they can see that God is still in the blessing business. Listen, God had to allow you to go through the test in order for you to have a testimony. Come here and let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. That's my second one. Y'all know we ain't got but three, so y'all got one more. Listen, it's designed to bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. The thing that the enemy meant for bad, God is literally showing you that it's working for your good. It's for the excellency to show you that God is God. Y'all remember that song, God is my all and my all. You had to go through it. You had to be in that place for you to understand that the excellency of the situation. Come here. What makes it so excellent? Okay, I'm so glad you asked. Y'all ask some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Man of Monday broadcast. Listen, the reason why it was so excellent is because look around. The ones that was with you, come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What's so excellent about it is that the ones that tried to carry you to the fire, God dog, the one that tried, come here, the one that tried to put mud on your name, boy, you better talk, Rem, talk. The one that tried to put, come here, the one that tried to put you in the ground. Y'all know the scripture. They say if you dig one hole, you better dig two. Come here, come here, come here. Watch. The excellency of God should be in you. Shouldn't be in you. It should be of God. He wants you to know. He wants us to know. He wants the body to know that if I be for you, who can be against you? See, the excellency part of it is you still here. Reverend. Yeah, my brother, yeah, my sister, you are still here. You, come here. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Does that mean that I did not have a challenge last night? Come here, let me help you. Sunday evening, Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. Watch it there, Friday morning, Saturday morning, back to Sunday morning. Did I have challenges? Did I have issues? Watch it there. Did I see places and things as being a challenge to me? But watch this here. It was nothing more than the excellency of God being revealed in my life. I had to go through what I went through in order for me to see that God is working it, watch this here, for my good. Okay, it's a vessel. The vessel. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Watch this here. We are troubled on every side. I'm going to say that again. We're troubled on every side. We are challenged, people of God. We're challenged. I'm going to tell you why we're challenged. We're challenged because, watch this here, every investment that God has put inside of you, God, help me right through here. They're going to shout again. I'm trying to teach them something, but they're going to shout when I say it. I know they're going to shout. Y'all need to calm down. Listen. Y'all listen to the text first, and then when I get through, we'll shout afterwards. Listen. He says that we are troubled on every side. But in our troubling side, people of God, it is to show the fact that God is still working on our behalf. If we did not have trouble, not only would we not have a testimony, watch this here, we wouldn't have a file to go back and look at. When a challenge come in our life, see, we need something that would show that even though we're going through what we're going through, I can look back through the pages of my notebook. Come here. And I can read something. See, this is why in 2024 it's important that you get yourself a prophetic, come on, my God, help me, let me help you. Get yourself a prophetic notebook. I want you to go out today. This is what I want you to go out today and do. I want you to go out today. I want you to get you a prophetic notebook, and I want you to write prophetically into that notebook. I want you to write the issue that you're going through, and I want you to write what you want God to do. I'm going to say that again. I want you to write the situation that you're going through, and I want you to write what God, watch this here, what you want God to do. I want you to write what you're going through, and I want you to write what you want God to do. Because watch this here, if you learn how to do what they call parallel your situation. See, and this is what I need you to do. I need you to write it down, and I need you to put scripture. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Listen, you got to put scripture with that thing, and then you got to put your situation down so God can, so watch this, so when God brings you out of it, you can say it wasn't people, it was God. Troubled on every side. But watch this here. Watch how scripture plays out. It says we're troubled on every side, yet we are not destroyed. We're troubled, people of God, but we're not destroyed. I'm going to say this again. We're troubled, but we're not destroyed. I was listening to this preacher, and he was giving this analysis about his daughter. They were just leaving church, and she is her first time driving in the rain, and it was storming real bad. And she was driving, and her daddy was on the passenger side. And with her daddy being on the passenger side, you know, he was giving her instructions on how to drive through the rain. And she was afraid because she had never been in a rainstorm so bad. And it was just pouring down. I mean, raining sheets, the man of God was saying. And he said it was raining so hard that the windshield wipers couldn't keep up with the water that was falling. But the man told his daughter, keep on driving, baby. It's going to be all right. And she said, but daddy, I'm scared. I'm nervous, daddy. He said, don't worry about it, baby. Keep on driving. It's going to be okay. She said, but daddy, I can't see. She said, that's all right, baby. Keep on driving. It's going to be okay. And she said, but daddy, it's hard for me to see. I can't see the road. I'm having trouble seeing. He said, that's okay, dad, baby. You keep on driving. And she was driving, and she was so nervous. And she was driving, and she got further down the road. She said, daddy, it looked like it's getting worse. I can't see. I'm scared. I'm terrified. He said, baby, keep on driving. It's going to be okay. And so she was just driving and going and going and going. And she said, I'm getting scared. My hands are shaking. I'm nervous. He said, I know, baby, but keep on driving. It's going to be okay. Now watch this here. As she was driving, she got a little bit further up the road. She could start seeing the sun peek through the cloud. Oh, and she got confident because it was still raining, but she could see the sun. God help me right through here. It was a little bit of a peek of the sun. And as she got further down the road, she got into a place where the sun was shining. And she said, Dad, how did you know it was going to be okay? He said, baby, I didn't know it was going to be okay. He said, but I do know that storms don't last always. Oh, who did I just bless? I blessed about 950,000 of y'all. Listen, storms don't last always. You're going to go through your troubled place, yes. You're going to go through your trying place, yes. You're going to go through a time to where, God, help me right through here. You're going to go to a time when you're going to cry, and you're going to pray, and you're going to pray, and you're going to cry. You're going to go through a time where you need to hear an answer from God, and then you're going to go through a time where you don't trust God, and you don't even see God. But watch this. At the end of it all, watch this here. The sun is going to peek through the cloud. You just got to keep on moving. Troubled on every side. trouble on every side, yet not destroyed. Watch this here. We're perplexed. We're perplexed. We're perplexed. We're perplexed. That word perplexed means to be torn between two decisions. Heard a preacher preach a message some years ago called Torn Between Two Lovers. That word perplexed has you torn between two opinions. Have you torn, oh my God, have you torn between what you see and what God promised you? Have you torn between what you know God is capable of doing, but you have not seen him move yet? That part. You're torn between the issues that you have now and the promise that God made to you 5 years ago. Come here. You're torn. You're perplexed. You're struggling. God help me. I'm struggling. You know, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I don't know if you have conversations like this with the Father, but I have conversations with the Father like this because, you know, I'm real. I'm human. When you cut me, I bleed red blood. I don't bleed milk and honey when I get cut. I literally bleed blood. I mean, if I fall, I'm gonna hurt myself. If I stomp my toe, I'm gonna holler, and it might be another word added to it. But I struggle sometimes. I have issues sometimes. I struggle with some things and some places. Watch yourself. I struggle with loving some folks. Come here. I struggle with being able to be in the presence with people that I know that don't like me. I struggle. I'm torn between what God promised me. Boy, you better preach this morning. Torn between two places at the same time. Because I hear you, God. And I watch this. I'm the prophet of God. So I know what I've said about the situation, and I know what I heard from you when I said what I said about the situation. Can we go a little bit deeper? I'm not going to be on this long. Can we go into this a little bit deeper? You done prophesied to folk, and they stuffed and came to pass, and you ain't seen nothing that looked like come on this other side over here. I'll need you to take a sip of whatever you sipping on, whatever your milk, your orange juice, your apple juice, your water. I need you to take a sip on this because I need you to get this. Watch this here. Watch now. Watch now. I know what I prophesied to them, and what I prophesied to them, they walking in it, and I'm still I'm still stuck in first. Listen, they not only have they shifted gears, people of God, they have moved on to greater, and I'm still in first. Perplexed. Messed up, tore up from the floor. But I can see how you flourished in a place that God gave me the word for you to say. Perplexed, torn, struggling, battling, fighting. Watch this here. I'm perplexed. I'm perplexed. But I'm not, when I'm not in despair, I'm perplexed. I'm torn between two places. But I'm not in despair. See, that's the beautiful thing about God. God will let you be in that struggle place But he won't let you die in your struggle place. You can be in one of the most difficult and complex and most trying places, but God won't let that be your end. God won't let that be that. God won't let that be the thing that take you out of here. Yeah, you're going to have some problems. Yeah, you're going to have some situations. Yeah, you're going to have some stuff that you got to wrestle with. Yeah, you're going to be in a place sometimes where you're going to be looking up and saying to yourself, God, why would you let me go through all of this? Why would you let me see this? Why would you let this happen to me? Yeah, you're perplexed, but you're not in a place of despair. In other words, what he said, you know, is that even though there's a challenge that's attached to your blessing, oh, my God, don't mean that he ain't going to work it out for your good. You're going to come through it just up on the other side. But you got to let God be God and let the devil be a liar and watch what God will do. God will show up and he'll show out on your behalf because everything that he promised you, every place that he promised you, every word that he promised you, watch this here, has to come to pass, because if it didn't, it'll make God a liar. And the Bible says that he cannot lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, we are challenged. Yes, we are, we struggle. Yes, we have some doubts. Yes, we have some challenges. But we also know that God is still working on our behalf. Okay. We're perplexed, but we are not in despair. And then it says, watch this here. We are persecuted. We are persecuted, but watch this. I ain't going to go into that but yet. We're persecuted. See, the one thing that we have to learn, especially when we're trying to keep our dance, keep our shout on, keep our praise on, is that the enemy is going to try to do everything and everywhere at the same time. I'm going to say that again because that blessed there. He's going to try to do everything at the same time to make, watch this here, to make you, now see, take this into consideration. That's going to be my new term. That's going to be my new terminology for some people, because they need another terminology. So I'm going to give you another terminology. Take into consideration the fact that every situation and circumstance that is, watch this here, bombarded in your life that has become a place of reasonable doubt. Come here, let me help you. That has become a reasonable level of doubt has came from the opinions of others. I'm gonna say that again, because that messed the theology up of probably about 75-85% of y'all. Watch this here. The way you feel about a situation is because of the opinions and thoughts of others. They set a level of persecution in your life. Watch this here. And that's the reason why you think like you think and act like you act. Because, watch this here, it looked like love, but in actuality, it was persecution. I'm going to say it again because that helped you. It looked like love. It looked like love. It sounded like love. It felt like love, but in actuality, it was a persecution. And because it came from what they called a loving place, come here, it was actually, see, this is going to make y'all reevaluate some of the friendships y'all got. It made you see it differently. Come here. Because of the place that it came from. See, we can be persecuted. And sometimes we can be persecuted unknowingly in the way we respond and react and we live and we move and we breathe. It's done in a place to where every situation and circumstance is challenged. Sounded like love. Felt like love at the time. But it was a level of persecution. And then you have those that persecute you out loud, in regards of what you feel, how you feel. Persecuted you in a way to where, watch this here, you so torn and upset and agitated and upset and ticked off. You want to go to the house and take care of everything breathing. I mean, cat, dog, and the fish, everybody got to go. I'm saying, listen. Hear me, sanctified folk. Hear me with your good sanctified ear. Hear me. That joker that you wanted to put your hands all over, that one right now, persecuted you. Watch this here. Did it in the presence of people. Why, my God. That had a level of respect for you. Hello, likes and walls. I don't need but one or two of y'all to say amen. I don't need but one or two to say amen. Likes and walls, come on. And you wanted to handle your business. You was persecuted. You were beat down. But watch this here. This is the beautiful part, and we're closing. But not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Cast down, but not destroyed. I was pushed into a place, but it was not the place that destroyed me. Okay, y'all need Bible. Come here, Joseph. Talk to the people, Joseph. Talk to the people. I was sold into slavery by my brothers after I was thrown into the pit. They threw me into a pit first, and then they took me, after they threw me in a pit, they sold me into slavery. And then when they sold me into slavery, I was taken from being in slavery. I was sold to Potiphar, and I was at Potiphar's house. I was in the palace with Potiphar, and then I went from being in the palace with Potiphar because Potiphar's wife got an itching in her twitching, and so she tried to meddle with me. And because I knew who I was in God, I didn't let that thing be the thing that kept me. So I had a coat of many colors with my brothers, and they took that off me, and they threw me in the pit. And so when I got to where I needed to be at, in the presence of Potiphar's wife, I had on another coat. And when I had that coat on, what happened is that coat got stripped off of me because I told her that I wasn't going to do what I was going to do. So she wound up tearing off my coat, and I'm running down the street and nothing but my garment, I'm running down the street in that. And so when they found me, they threw me in prison because she lied about that coat. Watch this here. Now I turn around, and I'm in prison with people, and I got on a prison coat, and with this prison coat I got on, I'm helping everybody with my prison coat on, and I'm sitting up there telling people who God is, and I'm telling people why God is, and I'm analyzing dreams for them, I'm deciphering dreams for them, and telling them who God is, and doing what God told me to do in this prison coat. And it goes from me being in this prison coat to me being in the palace. My robe changed. See, the beautiful thing about being cast down is this. there's levels. God, I'm gonna, this right here, this deserves a re-preach. There is levels to being cast down. See, you cast down, but you never stay down. I'm gonna say that again, cause that blessed you. You were cast down, but you don't stay down. You were cast into a pit, but you didn't stay down. You were cast into slavery, but it didn't make you stay down. You were cast into prison, but it didn't make you stay down. Watch this. Your ultimate last place that you settled your feet was the place that God promised. He said that you, see, Joseph's dream was that he was going to be the one that helped the ones that in the land when the famine came. But everybody didn't come here, let me help you, because everybody do not see your victory like you see your victory. Everybody don't see your, oh my God. Everybody don't see your prophetic promise like you see it. Everybody don't see, well, I see your vision like you see it. Some people are visually challenged, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Because watch this here, their vision has been tampered with. So now they see, God help me right through here. Now they see, their seeing is obscured because, watch this here, that last one, they were persecuted. And somebody messed up their vision. But I was cast down. But that thing that I was cast down from, had levels. See, if I never seen the pit, let's start with the beginning. If I never seen the betrayal of my brothers, if he never seen the betrayal of his brothers, if he never seen the betrayal of his family, if Joseph never seen the betrayal of that, watch this here, he would not have been prepared for, watch this here, he wouldn't have been prepared for the palace. You listen, he would have went from the pit to the palace. He would have had a pit mentality when he got to the palace, and that would have messed everything up. See, sometimes what God has to do is God has to send you through stages. See, that's the reason why I tell people that it's really important that you don't jump from one relationship to another one. I'll wait. I'm going to let it marinate on you for a minute. That's the reason why it's important that you don't jump from one relationship to another one. Because when you do that, you make flesh decisions. I'm going to borrow the words of our campus pastor from yesterday. You see hip, lips, and fingertips. And that you see that. You see the hips, lips, and the fingertips. And you miss. What God is actually literally doing, because you're looking at a situation, watch this here, that makes you feel good, but it ain't good for you. Father, thank you for giving us the ability, Lord, to stay in our place where we could shout, Lord Father God, that we could shout our way through. I know that the enemy's desire is to sift us like wheat, but we trust you beyond what we see. For we understand that the thing that is seen is temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. So we trust you, Lord God, in every place. Knowing you like I know you, God, I know that you're able to do it seated and abundantly above all we can ask, I think. There are those that's under the sound of my voice, oh God, that has lost their dance, that lost their war cry, they lost their ability to continue in what you have called them to continue in. So, Father, I pray today as they are under the sound of my voice, Father, that you move by your power and you move by your strength. God, let them hear your voice over my voice. I'm nothing more than just a vessel that you have desired to use in this season. So, Father, I pray for them today. I pray your strength. I pray your empowerment. And I pray your grace and I pray your mercy. Father, I pray that you would step in and do what you do best. And that is be God and be God all by yourself. Show them that you are able to free them from whatever the situation is, and that all things work together. And only thing they have to do is realize that in the midst of this, that they need you. You and you alone are able to do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all hold on. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
You are
Relationship with the Lord. You need a more effective relationship with the Lord. So right now, I want to pray for you. I want to intercede for you. I want to call out the name of the Lord for you to introduce to you Christ, to give to you Christ, to give to you the love of the Lord, to give to you the understanding that in the midst of this, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So I want to introduce Christ to you. And very simply, it's not complex. It's not difficult. It's not one of those long, drawn-out things. All it is just me introducing to you the scripture of Romans 10 and 9 that simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. And when I pray this prayer, I'm going to pray the prayer of salvation. The church used to call it the sinner's prayer. We here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we call it the overcomer's prayer. So we want to help you overcome the thing that the enemy has tried to keep you captive with all this time. So we want to introduce to you Christ by simply just praying this simple prayer. And the prayer goes simply like this. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that all things work together for your good, and that as you go through what you're going through, that your hand of mercy and grace be on this individual, Father, that's under the sound of my voice, that is seeking salvation in you. So today, God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would stretch out your hand, stretch out your merciful hand, Father, and cover them and put your protective hands on them and guide them and meet them, Father God, right where they are. Father, we pray and ask God that they will understand that even in the midst of what they're going through, God, in the midst of what their situation may look like, God, we're offering to them a way out. God, where the enemy meant for bad, God, thank you for shifting it and turning around and making it work for their good. Thank you for guiding them and meeting them in their most detrimental and complicated places. God, restoring unto them, God, your ability, God, to stand not only just in them, but, Lord, to stand with them. God, giving them to know that even in the midst of all that they are challenged with, Father, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God, give them the ability to stand in it, God. God, give them peace, God, in that place. God, and let them know no matter what it is that they, where they are, what they've been through, what they're going through, God, that you love them enough to die on Calvary's cross and gave them the keys to salvation. And thank God, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do and what you've already done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, those of you all that gave your life to Christ, I want you to do something for me. I want you to do something for me. In on our Facebook page, go to our Facebook page. Go in and go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and I want you to click in the messenger board and say, I gave my life to Christ today. That is not for us. It's for somebody that's on our page that's looking and trying to find out if it's worth giving their life to Christ. I want you to put on that Facebook page, I gave my life to Christ, and it means the world to me. I want you to put that on there because there's somebody that needs to see that. Somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be empowered. Somebody needs to be strengthened. Somebody needs to know that not only did I just come to the front, but I gave my life to Christ. And it wasn't an emotional decision. It was one of those decisions that I needed to give my life to God, because if I didn't give my life to God, the path that I was on, it would have been a terrible outcome. So thank you for being such a willing participant on today to give your life to Christ. Now, I want to give you three keys, because this is going to be a challenge for you. Now that you gave your life to Christ, it's going to be a challenge. It's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be an easy thing. I'm going to say that again. It's not going to be an easy thing. So you need some tools in order for you to get through what you're going through. Okay. First off, number one, let me give you this. Get you a really good Bible, because you need the basic instructions before leaving earth. The B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth. You're going to need a good Bible. Once you do that, I want you to get into you a church. We are the pastors of the Abba House International here in Houston, Texas, 6705 High Street. That's in Houston, Texas, and the zip is 77028. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing at the Abba House International. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice that is in the Houston area, and you want to hear a real word, a finite word. We don't play with God. We don't play with God because we understand that we have people's lives in our hands. We don't play with God. We want you to know that there is a answer for your troubles. There is a, watch this here, there is a decision that you can make to come and be a part of it, and God will help you in your dilemma. Come on. So we want to stretch out our hand to you and be the one that help you walk your salvation out. And so, and show you how to do it in fear and trembling. Amen. So please make it, make the Abba House one of your stops as you're looking for a church home. And that address again is 6705 Hike Street, and that's Houston, Texas 77028. Come by and be a part of the Abba House family. Number two, number three is make sure that that man and woman of God is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me help you. You can know the difference between the two. You can know the you know what the world sounds like because we've all been a part of the world. And you know what, and you know what Christ sound like because it don't sound nothing like what the world sound like. Okay, that go your answer right there. And those are your three keys. Those are your three keys. Those are your three keys. We're just so excited to be back on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We took a little bit of a hiatus. We took a little bit of a sabbatical, as they say. But we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're bigger. We're better. And watch this here. We're going to have some fantastic guests in this this year. We're looking for some fantastic. We're looking for a fantastic move of God. We're looking for God to do an amazing, amazing, amazing move on this Man of Money broadcast. Brothers, y'all come on and y'all get acclimated back into what we're doing here. And remember, call your nephew, call your little cousin, call that young man that's in the neighborhood. You pass this number on to him, 563-999-3628. Tell him and give this Worldwide Gospel Connection a listen. Give God Worldwide Gospel Connection a listen. Or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. We're listed all up in there. We're listed all up in there. And you can listen to past broadcasts of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. If you got some young ladies that you would like to introduce to Christ, listen, our Apostle Kashima Douglas, she does a Women's Day Thursday. That broadcast is on the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page as well. So connect there, and you can listen to some of the most amazing women that give their testimony, that share their life, that gives them insight on you can struggle, but you can still be saved. You can struggle with something, and still God can still use you. You can be in a rough place, and God can make a way out of no way. God can take you and put you on the right path. Amen. God can pull you out of those relationships that you're not supposed to be in. God can pull you into a place of peace and joy. Watch this. The Worldwide Gospel Connection, our job is to strengthen you, empower you, and put you into a place of purpose. So listen, continue to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to listen in. Again, that number is 563-999-3628 to call in on our next broadcast. Also, you could get in contact with us by going to the Facebook page and saying that you want us to pray for you. If you guys have a prayer request that you want, if you guys have a ministry that you would like for us to come and be a part and help you guys, just be a part of your ministry service, we would love to be there for you guys and intercede with you guys and pray for you. And we would like for you to come and be a part of what we do at the Abba House. So we would love to have that relationship in ministry with you as well. So we thank you for your time. We thank you for staying with us and listening in and not being entertained, but being empowered. I'm gonna say that again. We got enough entertainers in this world. We thank you for listening in and being empowered on today. And we bless and magnify the name of the Lord for you. You guys have an amazing, amazing day. God bless you. We love you. And there ain't nothing you could do about it. Love you guys.
Jesus, please mention my name when you talk to your Father today. Life down here feels so strained. My brokenness is in the way. I'm not that good. Don't pray like I should. Yet I'm amazed you get me through. He sees me, but he hears you. He hears you. why I need you. Jesus, please mention my name. See, I got some bad news today. Be nice if you can carry this weight. See, it's got me questioning my faith. What else to do? The safest place to hide is you. You are the door I now walk through. He sees me, 'cause he hears you. He hears you. That's why I need you. Can't help but love you. Jesus, I appreciate sees, yes, for me, protects me from things unseen, right between God and me. He intercedes for me, say,
He intercedes,
yes,
for me, protects me from things
unseen,
right between God.
Like a big brother.
He's standing up for me. For what I shall yet be.
But soon,
soon the whole world
they'll see.
Will see
that Jesus,
He intercedes.
Thank you.
For me.
Every day.
He's standing up for me. For what I shall
everywhere.
Yet be.
your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
You won.
Everybody.
Let the church
Let
the church say? God has spoken. Hallelujah.
Let the church
say. All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it so. Let the church
say.
Oh. Let the whole church. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When you dream about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does. Let the church say, let the church say.